Eva, good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Beamer. Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Eva, I appreciate you coming on and explain Juneteenth, the holiday, the celebration for our listeners.
Yes. Well, I have to go back to when Abraham Lincoln, when he signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, it only freed the slaves who were in rebellion against the United States. But all of the slaves were not freed all across the country. And it took 2 years. It took 2 years all the way to 1865, June 19, 1865, before all slaves found out actually that they were free. And it happened in Texas. And so this is one of the reasons why we have I always refer to it as a freedom celebration, because that's when Africans were told that they were free. But still, there were still some slave owners who still tried to hold on to their slaves by not telling them. They were just trying to get in one more crop. But when the Africans found out that they were freed, they had great celebrations all over Texas and also in Oklahoma and a few other places. So this is such an important holiday for us here in the African-American community. We celebrate that freedom, and we have one of the largest Juneteenth celebrations in the nation. And we are very, very proud of that. It actually started here in Buffalo in 1976. So this Juneteenth is the 47th consecutive celebration in the city of Buffalo. Now, for the last 2 years, because of the pandemic, we were not in the park, but we still held Juneteenth virtually. Of course, it was not the same. So I think this year, people are just excited to be back out in the park, to be out there. And you know, something happened quite a surprise for me, Joe. I was called the night before Juneteenth by the Buffalo Urban League. The CEO called me and said, Ms. Doyle, we're going to honor you. We want you to ride in our float in recognition of your work in the community. And Joe, I had never been on a float before. So I was really surprised. So I was honored, and I learned something as we were going, because, you know, I have been a vendor. I've been observing Juneteenth for about way over 30 years as a vendor. But you get a whole different feel of the festival when you're riding in a float. And one thing I noticed, every corner, we started at Genesee and Moselle, everybody was lining up. Every corner we went to, the crowds got bigger and bigger. And by the time we got and turned into the Martin Luther King Park, there were massive crowds of people. It was absolutely amazing. And I just, even though I was sitting up there on this float, I could feel the excitement in the air. I could see the spirit of unity. I could see the smiles. And there were so many young people out there, so many children. And you know, I have to say this, 47 years ago, the festival actually was on Jefferson for about 3 or 4 years. And it was started by the Build organization at that time. So, but they had to move the festival to the park because it grew by leaps and bounds. And I would describe the festival in Buffalo now today. And I heard your station's interview with Reverend Mark Blue, and he used this word. He said, you know, we're going to celebrate, but you know, it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet this year because we have lost 10 of our citizens in the mass shooting. And although we're celebrating, Joe, and this is a, and I'm heading right back out to the festival after I get through talking with you, and because people come from all over the country, we even have people who come from Africa. So I'll be heading back out there this afternoon to enjoy the unity and the spirit of peace and just the recognition that we are all together once again. And it's, and you know, it's more than a festival. I always tell people it's like a reunion, because when I have my tent, my whole family comes out, my grandchildren, my great grands, and everybody comes out, and we just gather and talk. But we, although we're celebrating, Joe, we will never forget the citizens of Buffalo and our community who we lost that May 14th in the mass shooting. And I wrote an article, and this is how I do, because, you know, I write for the Criterion. I've been writing for the Criterion, Joe, for 44 years. And this is how I said, I described it. We lost the best of us. If you look at all those 10 people that we lost, these were hardworking, positive people who not only made contributions to the African-American community, but to our whole city and to Western New York in general. And as I was riding the float, I saw a truck, and when I got off, I saw this truck. It was a mobile billboard, and on the side of the truck, it had all the names of the people who were killed in the mass shooting, and it just kept revolving and revolving, just to remind us of what happened, Joe. So we had a wonderful time yesterday, and I like being on the float, but you know, I prefer to be at my tent, if you want to know the truth about it. But it's just so many people, and people just kept coming and just kept coming. And so we're celebrating. And there's one thing that a lot of people may not know this, but at the end of Juneteenth, it's actually, I believe it's going to be Tuesday, we have something called the Ma'afa. The Ma'afa, the word Ma'afa is an African word, and it means the great destruction. And so we meet at the foot of Ferry Street for this. I think it's going to start at 6 p.m., Tuesday evening, I'll be there. And a lot of us, we meet and we remember the ancestors, our ancestors who were lost in the Middle Passage during enslavement. And this year, that's going to take on an even more special remembrance, because we're going to remember the Buffalo 10. We're going to have prayers. We're going to light candles. We're going to have poetry, and then at the end, we all gather and we throw flowers into the river, because a lot of slaves, and you know Buffalo was very important in the Underground Railroad, and a lot of the slaves went down to that area where Broderick Park is, and they crossed the river over to Canada for freedom, and a lot of them lost their lives in the river. So we're going to throw those flowers, remembering them and remembering the citizens we lost here in Buffalo at the Tops Market. So this is a very, very important festival, celebration, if you will, for us. And you notice I used the word African when I said Africans and our ancestors, because as a historian, I have to remind people that fugitive slaves, at that time, they were not African Americans, because they weren't citizens. They were still Africans. So we remember that history. This is a time for us as African Americans all across this country, and we really are so excited and proud that now Juneteenth is a national holiday.
That was
people can recognize it all over the country. Go ahead, Joe.
That was my next question. What did that mean on June 17th, 2021? It was. It is now recognized a national holiday. What's the significance of that?
You know, that is so important for us And to me, it's important because more people all around the country would recognize it. But I always add this. We have to also teach people. We also have to share with people to tell them, because a lot of people, as a matter of fact, I heard someone comment, well, we're having the Juneteenth off, and this is when it happened, when it was actually became a national holiday. Well, what is it? What does it mean? So as a historian, and you know I'm a retired teacher, Joe, my goal is to educate people, to tell them what it's all about. But I have to add this, because we have the people who put the Juneteenth Festival together in Buffalo, we have a committee, and they're all volunteers. But they always say this, that we in the city of Buffalo have been putting on the Juneteenth celebration and festival years before it became a national holiday. And even if it was not a national holiday, this is our time to celebrate our history and our traditions and heritage. And we would continue to do it, Joe, whether or not it was national or not. But I'm glad now more people know about it. That's very important to me because, you know, I'm retired, Joe. I've been retired from the Buffalo Board of Education for 17 years, Joe, but I still teach. I still share history with everybody. And my tribute to the people who lost their lives is to continue to do that work, Joe, because the person who committed this horrible, horrible massacre, this young man, he didn't know anything about us as African Americans. All he knew, he saw us, he saw the color of our skin, and he had hatred, but he didn't know us. And I always tell people, and I've sat on a lot of panels, a lot of people really don't know African Americans. So I think by us having this become a national holiday, people will get to know us even more. And you know, Joe, I have to say this. I lost a friend of mine, was murdered at Tops. She was a fellow writer, a fellow journalist. Her name is Catherine Massey. I did go to her funeral. I wasn't able to go to all of the funerals, Joe. But I'll tell you this. It was very hard for me to ride down Jefferson Avenue after it first happened. It really was a very emotional experience for me. And I still have problems thinking about this because I was a regular shopper there, you know. Every Saturday I was there shopping. And I didn't have to because I could have gone anywhere I wanted to go, Joe. But I wanted to support that store because it was so important. And that's why this celebration of us coming together to remember and to carry on the work and the legacy of the people that we lost there, Joe, is so important for us. I had tears in my eyes yesterday as I was sitting on that float and looking around at all those crowds of people. I just could not help but think about what happened. But we have to celebrate. We have to do that.
Eva, I do want to ask you about the Tops because, you know, as everyone has told me, it was more than a grocery store. And, you know, they're remodeling it for the reopening. And, you know, I hear from everyone, you walked the memorial. When I walked to the front of that Tops, I mean, it hits you. It emotionally hits you.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible for that to obviously it's going to reopen, but you know, I know the feeling of just walking up to it. I can't imagine how it's going to be for people to walk back in there. It's never going to be the same experience, Eva. What do you feel about that Tops reopening?
I agree. Now, let me say this, Joe. I was asked that question last week. I was on a panel, and I'm going to be honest because I was in there. And I was almost in there that May 14th because I usually am there on a Saturday at 2 o'clock or so getting groceries and whatnot. So it's going to be very hard for me, and I'm glad it's going to be reopened. It needs to be reopened because in that area and around there in the streets, the people don't have anywhere to go, really. People like myself can go anywhere. But I went there to sustain the store, to financially support it. So it's important. But it's going to take me a while, Joe. I probably will go back, but I will do what I did when the pandemic was raging. What I did, I continued to support Taz. I ordered my groceries by, Instacart? So I was able to do that. So I may do that for a while just to sustain the store because the people need it. I will put money in it any way that I can. But it's not going to be easy. And you know something, Joe, I have to tell that your audience may not know this, but on that manifesto that the young man had written, the racist thoughts he had, my street was on there, Joe. And I didn't know it. I didn't know it until my granddaughter called me. She said he had targeted your street. And then when the U.S. attorney was here last week, I found out something else. He had been here in Buffalo way before May, and he was in that store in March. And do you know, Joe, I was there in March because I had a book signing. That really disturbed me. That really disturbed me. And I hope the store reopens. And I hope it has a better look, though. I really have to say that. I want it to be expanded. I want it to be improved. But because the community needs the store. And the second thing I want to see happen, and I know the mayor has said this, I want to see a permanent memorial for those people who were the victims of this massacre. And I hope that happens as soon as possible. So I probably will go back eventually, but when I do, I know it's going to be an emotional experience. And I don't think I will be alone in saying that.
No, for sure. Eva, I really appreciate you taking some time this morning and joining us as always, and look forward to speaking with you soon. And I hope you enjoy the festival this afternoon.
Yes, I'm on my way back out there in about 20 minutes. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.